my God, we're back, and it's like almost Christmas, it seems like.
No, it's just almost Christmas. I know, it's bullshit.
It went fast, and then it was just, I think the last time we did a show was Halloween.
I swear we spoke after Thanksgiving.
No, we haven't done a show since Thanksgiving because I was crazy busy, and so were you the week before Thanksgiving and the week after. So it's been middle of November, beginning of November.
That's crazy.
Last time we did a show.
Damn, kids sports is all-encompassing.
We just got back in it heavy this week.
Lucy has 5 games this week.
Holy shit, that's excessive.
Yeah, because they're in some stupid tournament.
Oh, and is it one of those tournaments broken up over days? So you'll play here, play here. Then if you win, you might play here, but you might play here if you lose, and one of those?
Yep.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, and they're like, it was Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are all the games.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That is bullshit. So you're going to have, has it been good? So it's been going on, is it over or is it still going?
No. We're still going. So they played on Monday, and I guess they played the school where LeBron James's kid goes.
Oh, he's at
Sierra Canyon.
Is that where he is? That's a good school. They're really good at volleyball too. They went far. They're Division I volleyball school. That's really good.
Well, they're kick-ass at basketball too. They lost 60-20, basically.
Yeah, no, that school is really good. One of her friends plays there in volleyball, and they're a sports school. That they're one of those schools. They're just a sports school, and they kick ass at like everything. Football too.
You can tell when you go in their gym and you're like, fuck, this is a nice gym. Look at that jumbotron. You know, like
look at all those banners.
Yeah. What I've learned is every school has banners, right? Like, because you get them for all kinds of reasons. But when you have high kick-ass, like, jumbotrons and really cool heaters and stuff, I'm like, oh, that school has money.
You know what else you have? When you go in and there's retired jerseys on the wall and you recognize the names on them, you're like, oh, shit, this is going to suck.
Totally.
Oh, God. I know some school we were at, which was in Long Beach, one of the schools, they have, like, a bunch of Olympic jerseys up there from kids that played there. They went to the Olympics.
It's crazy. My kid's school has nothing.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
They have the banners, but every school has banners.
Yeah, they've got banners here and there, but that's no frills. Dude, our school is our gym is so small that they can't even put our student body in it. That's how small the gym is. Yeah.
Do they have what do they do for like assemblies and stuff?
They have, they bring them in for assemblies, but the way the bleachers are, and then they have to set up chairs and they have to do a whole massive thing because it's a basketball court and a volleyball court, barely one court, not like, you know, how most gyms have 3 or 4 basketball courts in the gym.
Right.
If you put the hoops all down, we've got 2 hoops and post for 1 volleyball court. In fact, during the season, they have to rotate because freshman, varsity, JV all have to practice. So they have to stagger the times because the gym's not big enough for more than one team to practice in at a time.
Right. No, that's the thing at my kid's school too. Like all of a sudden it'll be like, oh, practice got moved because the boys are using the gym. You know, it's like, oh.
Dude, we started the new club practice this week. She doesn't get done till 10 o'clock at night.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
And she has, I mean, high school is legit homework. Lucy and I were just talking about this because I just dropped her off at practice.
Yeah.
And she's like, Dad, I have to read 5 chapters and do this and that. And she's had games or practice every night this week.
Dude, you have to sit at volleyball. They sit in the stands while, like, on away games and do their homework while the other teams are playing.
Oh, right, because they're all on the same bus, right?
Yeah, they're all on the same bus, so if the freshmen are playing varsity and JV are doing their homework, and then when JV's playing varsity and freshmen are doing their homework, and then the rest of them are doing their homework while the varsity are playing. It's fucking, it's not easy.
Mm. No, it looks exhausting. And I think Lucy is feeling the pressure of it.
But dude, she's also doing other shit on top of all of that. I can't imagine that.
She just got back from a journalism trip to Washington, D.C., which the coach wasn't happy that she went on. But, you know, like, the kid's got other shit going on.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, coaches think, suck a dick. Because our coaches, like, they deal with it. But, like, when they're out, we missed a bunch of girls missed games this year because of SATs and stuff like that.
Right.
We'd be in a tournament and they'd be like, and you have to do that when you have to do it. And they're like, you could plan better. Yeah. It's like, no, really, there's fucking college after this that I got to get ready for.
Right. No, like, and these kids need to have good grades, too.
Yes. By the way, that's more, unless you're fucking LeBron James, you really need to have good grades.
Right. And, trust me, most of the kids on my daughter's team are not getting basketball scholarships. Those kids need to do their schoolwork, yes. too.
Yeah, you need to have good grades. You can get in as a smart athlete somewhere, but that's what gets you in. It's not, if you're not a superstar, that's how you get in the freaking door. Hey, did you know Hillary Clinton went on Howard Stern today?
No, I did not. How did that go?
She did 2 fucking hours with Stern. Like, mad respect for Hillary on that one.
He seems to get everybody now. Like, people aren't afraid of him like they used to be.
He gave quotes, though, because there was a ton of press on it, obviously. And he gave quotes like, the old me would have done this or this or this, and that's not me anymore, and I did this. But what's weird is he started talking to her about who she dated before Bill and stuff like that, and she was talking about how hot this guy was, and da-da-da. And then she brought up, and she's like, and then all the rumors that I'm a lesbian. Which was like, wow.
That's funny.
Yeah. No, she killed it. And he said, and I think he's right, he said, if she would have come on my show before the election, it would have changed the election. And I think it would have. I think people would have been like, wow, maybe she doesn't have such a huge stick up her ass that some people may have, still voted for if they were, thinking. And then she was afraid to come on because she thought she had it in the bag, and then, right. He could fuck it up and say something awful, and they'd be like, look, she was on Howard Stern, so she stayed away. It all made sense, but I do agree, after seeing this, that it could have helped her, more than hurt her, going into the election had done it.
He is seriously mellowed in his old age.
Yeah. He's not going at it.
And I think for the better. I find him way more entertaining now, and I like listening to the few things I hear of him now when it's not just shock bullshit.
Well, it's weird. He was way dirtier on terrestrial radio than on satellite.
Right, because it was like a boundary to push.
Yeah, and then he got on terrestrial and calmed the fuck down and got old.
Yeah, right.
And he swears and there.
Nobody's on terrestrial radio anymore, so.
No shit. God. I wonder, is there anybody doing well in, like, smaller markets? I know they're not paying any L.A., New York big money shit anymore, but do they have, like, could you be in, like, Tampa and live big time on a decent salary and make a lot of appearances? Like, I'm wondering if there's people still rich in smaller markets.
It didn't seem like that, at least with the few cities I would visit anymore. It seemed like all of radio was hurting, because the problem is, in those smaller markets, the big stations are still owned by Clear Channel and shit, yeah. And they ruined you. They've piped in Seacrest and Mario Lopez, so you're not big locally anymore anyway.
Speaking of that, did you see the release today? Nick Cannon, which is a terrible show.
I've listened to it.
They've repackaged it, and they're doing the Ryan Seacrest. They've repackaged it for syndication in the afternoon all across America. So they're doing exactly the Clear Channel plan with Seacrest, and they're trying to sell it to urban stations.
let's ruin some more radio, you know. So yeah. it, at this point, radio doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter what you put on. The only time it's going to matter is during an emergency. So you might as well just pump in everything syndicated until you need to switch to local because there's been a hurricane, tornado, or earthquake.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know, it's the fucking – it drove me crazy. I listen to the Clear Channel sports station in the morning on the way to work because I like Dan Patrick, the guy who – he's always on Sandler movies and all that. Well, he's – I like him, and I like his show a lot. Now, I'll listen to that, but whenever, like, the Dodgers are in the playoffs and shit, they take him off, and they put on this god-awful Dodger talk super local shit. And it drives me fucking nuts. It's like, oh, this fucking garbage. I can't. It makes me so mad when that happens, when they go local. Oh, God, they use like one of their Dodger suck up bitch boy fucking assholes that are on the payroll of the Dodgers. So it's a fucking Homer tool bag that works at the station and like an ex-Dodger. So they do it together.
Okay.
Oh, it's it's painful to listen to. I end up listening to fucking Keyshawn, who I hate.
Have you listened to Kevin and Bean now that Bean is gone?
No. And I didn't get to listen to the final show either. I felt bad.
Oh, it was pretty good. I listened to the final show, and I've still been listening. I think it's odd that they're still calling it Kevin and Bean. They're like, we're not going to come out with a new name until the new year. So they did a big send off for Bean, but they still call it Kevin and Bean, and there's no more Bean.
That's weird.
Just weird. And it's definitely lost a little, you know, like it's still okay. Right now it's just Jensen, Allie, and Kevin, but there's definitely an element lost in there.
What's Ralph doing now? Podcast?
A podcast, yes, because he was on Bean's final show. He called it.
Oh, really? He was always a massive dick to Bean, like a fucking asshole to Bean. Always.
I know. I thought it was, but he had nothing but nice things to say, and Bean seemed to like him, but he was always a dick to Bean.
Yeah, and it was, you know, you could fucking sense it through the radio that they didn't like each other.
No, the highlight on the last show, I mean, they had Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla in for a lot of it, but by far the best thing that happened was the poor man called in.
I did. Someone wrote an article about that, and I read the article. That was interesting. Poor man. But you know what? I love poor man. And by the way, I got poor man a fucking job at Power. When poor man did nights at Power, that was fucking 100% me. That was me at the peak of my powers. When the Baker boys were running shit and we had had poor man on a lot. He was doing the Good Day LA thing and he had just gotten fired from that, but he'd come in and I got to know him because he was always coming in and doing shit with us. And then he got his dumb ass fired for chewing up food and opening his mouth on camera and they fired him.
Stupid. Get fired.
Yeah. And he got fired and then we brought him in. Power's the only place he ever got fired. He got fired for being a white guy at Power. In fact,
which is probably the least offensive thing he's done.
He got on Power and they put him on and the boss was like, I don't think it's going to work. And the Bakers and me both said, it's going to work. The guy's fucking huge. He's a legend in the market. Just fucking go with it. They put him on. The numbers went way up at night. And then they did fucking research. And that was the end. And the research showed, hey, this guy's super white. He doesn't really fit. Like the numbers weren't matching what the research was saying. And the research was saying he didn't fit the station other than the numbers were higher than they had been in fucking years. And they brought him in and said, hey, you're too white. We need to be a Latin based station and you got to go. And they fired him.
That's some stupid shit they do. Yeah. Do you remember his one night star?
Yes. And by the way, at that point I'd washed my hands of him. I was like, I'm not even going to fucking talk to that dude. And he came in and one fucking night got fired.
Yeah, they gave him a chance and an overnight shift to test it out. They were honestly, you know, toying with the idea of having him. And he did a contest where you had to crash your car to win.
Into a wall. Oh, dude. He's a moron. But then I saw him pumping his cheap hucking some bullshit radio show he's doing on that interview. Yeah, on that thing, too. And I was just like, oh, fuck, poor man. Come on, dude. Just stop being a dick for once. Just fucking stop.
he can't stop himself. He tried in that interview, but you could hear the dickiness. And he just also doesn't realize or doesn't accept responsibility for what he does. You know what I mean? Like, he really feels like people have screwed him over. He doesn't see that he's his own worst enemy.
Well, in that, he seemed like he was sincere and starting off cool on the Kevin and Bean thing. But then, because I read a transcript, Carolla started being a dick.
Yeah, Carolla was dicky too.
Yeah, Carolla's a dick. And then he started being a dick. And then poor man started being a dick. And then it got dicky for a bit. But then it seemed to end cool.
Yeah, it ended all right. It was just because you knew that guy's such a loose cannon. It was kind of awesome that he called and that they had him on.
I know. You're like fucking finger on the button waiting for something. They were going to dump him.
Yep.
Oh,
and
man.
Also, you know that like Weatherly didn't like want that to happen. You know?
That guy's a fucking tool, dude. That guy went from one of the most respected guy in radio to a guy that's like, how do you still have a fucking job?
Oh, totally. But it's awesome when you hear something on the radio that you know the boss is like.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, they were doing whatever the fuck they wanted to. That's how they were going out. And it was like, eat a dick.
Yep. And it was just kind of, you don't hear that on the radio that often. So that was, other than that, it was Jimmy and Adam saying nice things. Yeah. And everybody called in, you know, who you would have thought called in. And they all said nice things. And
you know who I was surprised too that I read on the head called in was Doc on the Rock.
Yeah, no, that's another, because I thought that ended kind of ugly.
Yeah, because well, they hated his fucking guts, and he was on for years, and they hated him. And then they finally got rid of him. And that dude, he's a fucking Episcopal priest in Santa Barbara. How the fuck? Hey, that guy was insane. Everything I ever heard about him, he was insane.
He used to bring a gun with him to the studio.
I've heard insane. He was a Vietnam vet fucking crazy guy. Everything I ever heard.
Yeah, no, he was nuts. I've heard stories, but he was crazy.
Yeah.
Rodney didn't call in. They still make fun of Rodney.
Really? Rodney didn't? Well, Rodney, though, was never, like, tight with them.
No, but they did make fun of him all the time.
All the fucking time.
And they still do. They play drops of him all the time.
Dude, Rodney's going to fucking drop dead, and they're going to feel like dicks at that station for taking him off the air.
Yeah, the thing about Rodney is he's fucking weird, but he was always a nice guy and I can't tell you anything negative or bad that Rodney did.
He's an iconic person in the music scene. I mean, he really is. He really, really is.
He's just like a bizarre dude, but he's not a bad guy. He's not, you know, like.
He's not fucking shooting heroin and looking through people's fucking windows with binoculars like Jed the Fish.
Jed, did you see Jed had some kind of art exhibit at Hollywood and Highland this weekend?
No, I did not.
My old K-Rock Facebook friends went and saw him. He did some kind of art thing at Hollywood and Highland. And like every old person I knew used to work at K-Rock stopped by there at some point over the weekend.
Oh, God.
And they took pictures with Jed. He looked pretty good. The last time I saw Jed, he did not look so
good.
Maybe
he's sober.
Yeah, I don't think it's about sober for him anymore. He got allegedly got sick from all the drugs he did, and
he got fucking hepatitis.
Yeah, I think he goes through good times and bad times.
I think that's what he got. I'm pretty sure he had hepatitis, which is crazy. He had
the one that's not curable, right?
Hep C.
Yeah, and so I think he goes through waves where he's sick, and then they get it under control or whatever.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
It looked good in these photos I saw. He looked the best I'd seen him in a long time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is.
And you know, Blade still checks along. I still see posts from the Blade that he's
fucking
posting.
Blade is immortal, dude. I love that guy.
No, I love him, and he'll never die, and he still looks great.
Yeah, and he's another super nice guy. You know what I mean? Blade's a fucking nice dude. He's super cool.
Yeah, we've always mentioned it, but our boss, that stupid, when she got on him, it was the most offensive thing to everybody. They're like, how can you be a dick to the Blade?
You know why? Because she's not from here and didn't get LA radio. It just showed she didn't belong here because she's fucking totally ignorant to the entire thing. And then next thing you know, he's gone. Then again, yeah. So are we. That was her plan to come in and fix the station and get rid of all the fucking people that were there that the listeners actually liked.
I think she just got hired somewhere else recently, but I mean, no market as big as where she was ever, you know?
Oh, she'll never be in a big market again.
No, she's, people hate her.
No, when I was at the, everyone hates her. The only person that liked her was that weird dude that fucking, she paid $16 an hour to do afternoons.
Yeah, that guy was weird. People, when you would go to label shit and people would talk, you know, like, and she wasn't around, everybody fucking hated her. They had to kiss her ass.
Well, here's a sexist statement that I find to be very true. In the world, when a woman has a giant fucking ego, people do not like it. Like, it's very hard for a giant egoed woman to be likable. Whereas giant ego guys get a pass, and it's bullshit, but I find that to be a true statement. And sure.
I don't like giant ego guys, but you're right. They seem to succeed, and people will put up with them way more than a woman.
Yes, and a giant egoed woman, it's like they hate her, and if they have to put up with her, they will until the second they don't have to, and then she's fucked.
Well, you know, the other thing is she had a big unjustified ego.
I know, and a legend in her own mind ego.
Right. There were people I met who were assholes and had a huge ego, but you could see how their head got that big.
Yeah.
I don't know why she thought she was as legendary as she was, as she felt.
Dude, look at the people we worked with. Like, Mike Marino thought he invented the fucking format.
God, that was awesome.
Like, I'm not kidding. He thought he invented the format.
And he said it to a room full of people who knew the person who did.
And everyone looked at each other and went, who the fuck is this guy?
Right.
Oh, he was an idiot.
That was.
I'll take Truckface over him. If I had to go to work tomorrow for one of them, I'd work for Truckface, not him.
Yeah, I'm with you. She was a bitch and I hated her, but he was conniving and horrible.
He was a spineless little fucking cunt. And he had no fucking clue what the fuck he was doing. None.
No.
I'll give her this. She had a vision. It was a dumb vision, but she had a vision. She had a plan.
Right.
Oh, his plan was everybody get on my nuts. And then, by the way, the person who got fucked, Bradley, poor Bradley, he took the Bradley and Bradley fucking took that bullet and knew he needed, because remember, he tried to fire me and you before he even got in the door.
Yes.
First thing he did was try to get us out. Now, the reason he added in for me, he had tried to hire me away from Star to produce George Lopez. I was producing Jamie and Danny. I sat down and met with him, and he tried to get me to produce fucking George Lopez. And when I met him, I was like, nope, 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 nope. I'll stay where I'm at. Nope. And I didn't go. And so he fucking didn't like me after that. And when you and I came in, we had taken over at the same time he did. And he tried to fire us before he even got there. The fucker. And then, God, I hated him.
Mark McGrath, right?
He what?
Didn't you want Mark McGrath to replace us? Was he the one who was trying to get from
Sugar Ray? I don't know. Or did he get, well...
Somebody wanted Mark McGrath to replace us. I remember they were trying to work that out.
Yeah, a celebrity, because that's how the dumb fucks think. Like, let's put a celebrity on. And they still do that. And it hasn't worked. And it still doesn't work.
God, Mario Lopez is so horrible at night on that station. When I hear those breaks, I'm like, how does he not get better? He's been doing it for years, and it's still horrible.
Because Mario is, like Danny, worse than Foreign Door. He's in, and he's not really doing a show. He voice tracks that show. So someone writes it. Mario comes in, reads it, and is out the fucking door with his hand out going, check, please.
Right.
Yeah, Mario could give a fuck about radio or doing a good show.
Yeah, and you can hear it.
Other than I love Mario. Mario was always a fun, cool guy. never was he a dick ever. Did I see Mario be a dick ever?
No, that's.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I thought I lost you.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, hell's bells. I've had the
so
most
what's
crazy.
So what's on with your holiday week. Schedule? Do you get you getting any time off?
I worked on Thanksgiving, man.
Oh, that sucks.
I got stuck with clients. These client do on the day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year, and the rain. I went to LAX twice, not once, but fucking twice.
Were you in a limo too or something?
No,
hard
oh,
to drive?
My boss goes, take the limo. And I told him, go fuck yourself. I won't go. I ended up taking one of the fucking navigators and I went in and I fucking got there and it was okay. It took me, and I timed this the other day from my work. You go 7:10 to the 105 in, you know, you get off at Sepulveda and go into LAX that way. Okay, when I got off at Sepulveda off of the 105 freeway, it took me 1 hour to get from Sepulveda to the parking lot to go in to get my dude inside a baggage claim.
And that's horrible.
And when I got there, I was a half hour before the flight, and then by the time I got there, the dude had been standing out on the curb waiting for me for a half hour. And so that was a nightmare. I went back on Thursday, I went back, and it took me 3 minutes to get that same drive. It took 3 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
It was fucking insane, man. So I did that, and then now I've been driving my boss a lot this week. I've been doing more driving than I've been doing security in-office stuff lately.
Is it end-of-the-year meetings? Is you got to, like...
We're doing a bunch of... He's doing a shitload of expansion in South America and Europe.
So he's meeting with those people.
Yeah, and he's going in and out, and they're coming in and out, and we've got a lot of shit going on. And he's like very, very busy. Plus, then he gets sick, and he's like the most conservative man on earth. If he gets sick and he takes cold medicine, he will not drive.
Okay.
He literally called me. I was already almost to work Monday morning, and he called me and said, hey, I need you to come get me. And I go, I'm at work. I'll get the car and come back. And he goes, no, come here and take my car and we'll ride in together. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? So after driving an hour to work, I turned around and drove an hour because he lives close to me. And I drove an hour back to his house and then an hour back in with him. I had a 3 hour commute to work on Monday morning. Oh, fuck. And then, since then, it's been raining, and we've been sitting in traffic like up the wazoo. And then today, but normally what's cool is when he comes in on his own, he'll show up like 11 after traffic, like whenever. When he has me drive him, 7 o'clock, be at my house. Are you fucking kidding me? So I have to get up extra early, and then I'll sit there sometimes, and he'll be like, oh, I got to do this or make a phone call. And then next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock before we leave. Occasionally he's ready at 7, but then today we left early. I got there early. We left early and we didn't leave work until 5. It was a long fucking day today. So I never know what my day is going to be. It's changing all the time.
Right. But are you only closed like Christmas, or do you get a little bit of time off at the,
we were closed Thanksgiving Day. I'm the only employee that worked. And that was cause I had some Germans in that don't celebrate Thanksgiving, those fucking krauts. So they were in. So I had to deal with them on Thursday. And Christmas, I won't work, period. I'm like, no. Even if he said, hey, will you work? I'll tell him, no, I'm off on Christmas. But we were open for business on Friday, that day after Thanksgiving. And we're open.
Okay.
We closed Christmas Day only. And we're off. Nah, that's it. Christmas and Christmas Eve, we'll work. Because we're a lot of shipping and receiving, we can't close the off. A lot of people left early on Friday after Thanksgiving, but I was there till 5. So,
yeah, because you don't get to leave until everybody leaves.
Yeah, until we leave and lock everything up. So that's craziness, but it's fine. I like it in overtime right now, and it's the holidays, so that helps me out.
Yeah, for sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's not bad. And sometimes I drive really cool cars, which is fun.
Right.
I hate that fucking limo, though. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate that limo.
This city is too busy to drive around in a limo. There's too many cars and, you know, like, yeah. There'd be no place to park.
Well, not only is there no place to park, it's a super stretch. It's fucking an extra long limo. So it's, you can't make a turn. It's fucking hard to, it's a pain in the ass, that car.
And I feel like you never see limos anymore. Like, people just don't use limos anymore.
Yeah, they're rare. Everyone uses SUVs. Like, if you need something big, you drive a Suburban.
Right. It's like Uber Black. You know what I mean? It's a big black Suburban. Nobody, like, when you're out, remember you used to see limos and shit? I can't remember the last time I saw a limo.
I do. Motherfucker sits in my garage and I look at it every day. And I got to go every now and then call the office and say, hey, someone needs to cover me because I have to go drive the limo around or it's going to fuck up again.
Oh, yeah, because if you don't move it every once in a while.
Yeah, those cars, all the cars aren't driven enough. The SUVs are driven a lot, but nothing else is driven much. So there's problems. So I always go drive things around and move things around. And it's a pain in the butt. Hey, speaking of Uber, this is weird that this story, it's just whatever. We were at our neighbor's house the other day. And they live in super new, super rich part of Palisades. And they
had a new part of Palisades.
Yeah, there was a hill that they wouldn't let them build on that they've now opened to construction. And it went from a house to like 10, 12, 13, 14 houses. They're just filling up this canyon. It's
okay.
And then the developer, when Caruso built the mall here, he had to, that guy's a fucking genius, by the way. Apparently there was some contaminated soil under where there used to be a dry cleaner. And he had to do what was supposed to be millions of dollars and, you know, that shit where they got to pack the dirt and take it out and do all this crap.
Right.
When he had to dig it down. But once he got rid of the contaminated dirt, you're supposed to take it down another however far. Plus, he did a 4-level underground parking garage and he had to dig all that out. He then talked the city into him creating a park and he brought all that dirt into what used to be a valley between two bluffs and leveled it off and made it a park.
Oh.
So they packed all that dirt in and then packed it. And now it's, you could walk straight across. I mean, you could walk across before, but then you'd be walking down a hill into a gully and then up another hill. Now it's straight across. And what they did when they started doing that is open that up to homes to be built all along those, what were bluffs. And now it's this big park back there that no one knows about. So they, our neighbors went over there and they moved their house. They're the ones that were across the street that moved to that house.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So they have three kids. One of them had friends over the other day and they have a Manny, and the Manny is like badass on it with the kids. He's fucking awesome. And one of the kids was leaving and he said, hey, is your mom here? And the kid said, no, I'm taking Uber. And this guy drives all the kids around. And he goes,
right.
He goes, well, I'll stay with you until Uber gets here. Even though they're literally on a fucking dead end street in Palisades that nothing ever happens on. So the guy stays out there and he said, and a car pulls up and goes, are you waiting on Uber? And the kid goes, yeah. And then he said it was weird. And the guy said, well, get in. And he said, well, wait a minute. I have to check with my mom first because the mom ordered the Uber on her phone. The kid didn't order.
So she knew what the car was.
Yes. So he was doing the right thing. The kid was checking. And he said that the kid was like, let me check my mom. And the guy said, hey, I have another ride. Just get in the car. And he said, I have to check my mom. And the mom called. And the mom said, no, it's like a silver whatever. And it wasn't even the kind of car.
Oh, that's weird.
And so the kid goes, you're not it. And the guy started getting mad. And then all of a sudden, the fucking Manny realizes this dude's some fucking creeper trying to take a fucking kid.
Right.
And then the dude just fucking boned out. And the mom called right back and said, hey, I just talked to your Uber driver. He's still fucking like down on PCH.
Did they get a picture of this guy or anything?
I don't even think they got the license plate. I think no one... they were so unsuspecting. This dude just fucking rolled up out of fucking nowhere in a weird, very secluded neighborhood and tried to grab a fucking kid.
Surveillance cameras on the driveway or anything?
They don't. Not at the front. They have it on. They have them all around the back because of that park. But I don't think they have. They don't have anything in the front of that house other than like rings, a ring doorbell.
Right. Right.
Oh man, it was fucking weird. But and then he's gone.
Right. That's creepy.
Yeah, and I've been seeing a lot. Is it me or is there a ton of fucking missing kids right now on like Facebook? It's maybe just because the world is so much smaller with social media, but it seems like there's a lot of missing fucking kids right now when I look at Facebook.
I think you're right. We just notice them more because I do see those, but a lot of those are from around the country. They're not all local.
That's what I mean. It is from all over, but to me, a kid missing anywhere is fucking news. That's scary.
I think it happens about the same as it always did. It's just sadly before we couldn't let everybody know.
Yeah, nobody fucking knew shit when it happened before.
I feel like I feel like there's been more hit and runs lately, but that also could be because now there's video everywhere.
Yeah, there's good video of hit and runs.
Getting run over, and did you see the woman in the Tesla?
Yes.
Who hit and killed the guy?
And she covered it up. Oh, fuck. That's crazy, dude.
But she plowed into that dude and drove off, and then they found the car abandoned. She finally turned herself in. But that seems to be happening more and more.
Okay, and what I don't get is, unless you're drunk or high or an illegal alien, there's no reason to ever leave the scene of an accident.
Right. And most people are drunk or high.
Yes. Drunk or high, or I don't know, maybe they were texting and they realized they're going to be in big fucking trouble because they just probably killed someone.
Yeah, it seems like because most of these are at night and shit. I really think people are just drunk or stoned and freak out.
Oh man. Oof. I did a lot of online shopping on Black Friday.
Black Friday's
while I was at work. Okay. I did a lot of online shopping.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and it was, and now I realize that I got my first package today and I realized why I don't do fucking online shopping, why I hate it.
Oh no, what happened?
One thing that I ordered, two main things. One of them isn't in there and it's not even on the list. Like they didn't charge me for it, but I didn't get it. Now I was planning on getting this item and now I don't have it. And I'm annoyed at that. And then I ordered this jacket. It's a fucking junior. It's a little kid jacket.
Oh.
And I swear it didn't say, and I just didn't notice it. But if I was in the store and I pick it up in my fucking hands, I would have noticed it wasn't a fucking human jacket. It was a little kid jacket, and I would have fucking bought it. Now I got to send it back, and it's a whole fucking thing, and I'm annoyed as hell. And I'm annoyed that the fucking Amazon fucker left it on my fucking porch. Just everything annoys me right now about online shopping.
Yeah, you know what I start? I don't even get shit delivered to home. I just get everything sent to my office.
Yeah, I should do that because my house is a den of thieves.
Yeah, I have the Ring doorbell, but it's not worth it because even if you capture somebody on Ring, the cops aren't going to do anything.
Yeah, they don't care.
So at this point, and you know what else I learned? I have everything shipped to my work, and my work's a lower sales tax rate, so it saves me a little money.
Really?
I'm in Ventura County.
I didn't know that they charge it by where you live. I just figured it was wherever they were. I thought it was where they were.
No, it's based on the zip code it ships to.
Oh, fuck. I don't even fucking know that. But then again,
it's like a small percentage. But I have noticed that things I have shipped to work are a little cheaper than things I have, the sales tax part of it.
The only thing I did on Black Friday that I was happy about is I ordered Hulu for $1.99.
Oh, and what do you get with that?
It has commercials on it. It's their $6 one, but it's $2. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. Okay. For $2, I can have Hulu.
And what shows or channels do you get?
Jack, you should get Hulu. Because guess what? The only thing I've watched since I've gotten it.
Scrubs?
Scrubs and Lost.
Oh, I should get that. Maybe I will.
Scrubs and Lost. And I don't need anything else. That is all I need. God.
That's awesome. Maybe I will get it.
Yeah. And I watch it. And the commercial breaks, what I like, I was like, great. If you ever watch anything on the apps, like ABC app or whatever, they put six commercials per break. And there's a lot of commercial breaks. This right. literally, I think the longest commercial break I've seen has been like 2 minutes. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. But I've liked it. I like Hulu. The Hulu, though, the one I don't get how, like, is working is the Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN for $12. That's a good deal.
Well, but Disney Plus is only $6.99 on its own.
Yeah, but you get, but then you also get Hulu, which is not the commercial one, the regular one, and you get ESPN. Okay. That's worth, to see, that's the best thing you could get in that bundle to me, because on ESPN, the cheapest way to get ESPN that I have found is $25 a month on Sling. There's a package.
Oh, really? That is a good deal.
It has a bunch of shit, but you've got to get, it's just like cable. You got to buy 50 fucking things to get the one channel you want. So to get ESPN and have it that cheap is pretty good, because that's really all I want is ESPN.
Right.
So it's a good deal. And, you know, Netflix is Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, here's something I can talk about now, because it's not happening. Yeah. Duke, his big thing he had a while back was The Mandalorian.
Oh, no way. And so he didn't get on?
Yes, that's what they brought him in for.
Oh, and that's a bummer. That's all they talk about at work right now.
It's the biggest fucking thing. It is. It's very, very viral. And what's crazy is the casting people there, because they also own, is it Marvel? Yeah, Marvel.
Yes,
they bring him in for all kinds of Marvel stuff, too. They bring him in for a lot of big-time shit. And they keep bringing him back. They just haven't put him on. And they've even put him on a list for things. And he's getting close with them, but nothing yet. And this time it was The Mandalorian, a part in there. And then he should...
Because that one getting so much attention.
And what happens is he showed me how crazy it is, like all the non-disclosures you have to sign, all the stuff. And they give you a script and your name is printed across it so you can never put it out or sell it or do something. And they change it a bunch of times before your audition. It was pretty cool, but it sucks he didn't get on that show, because that seems like a badass show and people are really stoked on it.
Yeah, definitely. That would have been a good attention grabber.
Yeah. Now he's working on a super, super, super indie movie right now this week.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. At least he's working on something.
I know. He's not working enough, I can tell you that.
Right. Is he still living out in Agora?
Yeah. Well, no, he's out further even than that now. Like Ventura. Okay. Out that way.
Yeah, I haven't read you in the last month or two.
You'll see him somewhere walking around.
Yeah. Trust me, there's only so many places to go out there, so odds are good.
Oh, it was funny. I was sitting, pulling out of a parking lot the other night in Santa Monica. And when I'm pulling out of the driveway, I see this weird blinking fucking like neon sign. And I look and it was your work. It was a music store. And the sign was in the window. It was cool. Wow. It was like a sign and it would go like all red and then all blue and like all green. It was a freaking cool sign, but it was hanging in their window. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, why is that so familiar? I'm like, holy shit, that's where Jack works.
Oh, that's awesome. They must be one of our dealers.
Yeah, it was on, I think it was on Santa Monica Boulevard in Santa Monica, a little tiny music shop.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Oh, God.
So I think we already talked about, you know, Fuddruckers closed, right?
Yeah, tragedy, dude.
Timmy Nolan's in Toluca Lakes flipped, too. It's not Timmy Nolan's anymore.
What is it?
Mrs. Robinson's Irish Bar or something.
Oh,
but it's
shit. Really?
Or, yep.
Wow, that's bizarre.
And, God, I think something else closed down, but I can't remember. Like, Burbank is, they're dropping like flies. So far, Talleyrand is unscathed, though, so.
Talleyrand is good. Is the spot. Like, that's old school Burbank you're dealing with at that point.
But, you know, like some of these other old, like Tony's Bella Vista was old school Burbank and that went under.
Oh, the Copper Penny was old school Burbank and that got torn down by Warner Brothers.
There on the last night it was open. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. Like, think of all the things, even that old ass old Taco Bell was old school Burbank, and that's lemonade now, isn't it? Something like that.
No, it's Doghouse.
Oh, that's right. That's a hot dog place.
And Papu's Hot Dog Show is now Veggie Grill.
Oh, that's sacrilege.
It's so sad.
Wow.
I know what it was that I want to tell you. So remember the Boston Market on Riverside Drive?
Yes.
That's gone. I walked by there the other day. It totally shut down.
What the fuck is that now?
Nothing's moved in yet, but it's empty storefront.
Yeah, you know what's weird? I used to go there once in a blue moon when I worked at Warner Brothers. We never went there when we worked at Star, ever. We went everywhere, and we never went there.
It was never very good.
Yeah, it was like a bad El Pollo Loco, not that El Pollo Loco is setting the bar that high.
Right, but a bad El Pollo Loco for boring white people food. Yeah. It was like shitty meat and roast beef. It wasn't even good.
Yeah, it was not great. Yeah, whereas at least El Pollo Loco has a little bit of flavor, mostly salt, but a little bit of flavor.
Right.
God.
No, that bite, and that is just, it's been one of those places where I always thought, how does that place survive? And now it is longer survives.
I know Moe's has been gone forever. What's the freaking other cafe that was right there, right past Moe's, had outdoor seating? Why am I?
Oh, Patty's.
Patty's, yeah.
Patty's is still there.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then downtown Burbank, Hooters went away.
Really?
But that whole block is going away because the IKEA shut down there. You know, they moved the IKEA.
Yeah.
They're building some big ass products. So they're going to close down that Barnes and Noble, the movie theater, the gym, the California Pizza Kitchen, the Hooters. Those are all going away.
Really? There's a Panera there too, isn't there?
Panera's on the other side. It's Corner Bakery.
Oh, Corner Bakery. Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know if Corner Bakery needs to be shut down or not, but yeah, that vicinity
over there. So what's going to go there? Yeah. A high rise or something stupid?
One of those retail on the bottom, apartments and condos on top kind of thing.
Dude, I drove by, you know, do you remember where KLOS used to be on La Cienega?
Yeah.
KABC KLOS, where it was forever and ever and ever. I knew they sold it and I knew it had moved. When my wife started working there, it was in Culver City, and now they're back in Burbank. You know, my wife's in Burbank every day now.
What building did they move to in Burbank?
They're back at Power. Power owns them, so they're back in the Power building.
I didn't know they went back there.
Yeah, they moved KLOS in there. They shut down Culver City immediately and moved them back into the Power building.
That reminds me, I went to Ribs USA not that long ago. It sucks now.
It's never been good, and I'm a fat redneck barbecue guy.
I used to like it, though, but now it's not nearly what it used to be. It's horrible.
Yeah, that's bad. But yeah, dude, so I drive down La Cienega the other day, and where the KLOS studios used to be is an extremely fucking out of place high rise building. And I mean high rise, like 25 story high rise building.
They had a decent sized chunk of land there, didn't they?
Yeah, it's a huge fucking building. And you can see it going. I've noticed it going up and down the 10 freeway for a long time, going, why is there a high rise over there? Like, who's putting a giant office building in that shitty neighborhood? And then I realized that's where it's sitting, right on the old KLOS property.
I wonder if that area will start to get better.
Dude, that's the shithole over there. That's the area when the riots started. Remember, they burned down all the fucking stores right there. I mean, that's a bad fucking neighborhood off of Rodeo.
But there's no more room. And, you know, that Playa Vista was kind of a shitty area. And look at now, that's all upscale. You know, like,
that was just a swamp, though, at least. It wasn't a fucking hood.
But I think there's no more room, and they keep building big-ass buildings and nice condos in place. I mean, have you been to downtown L.A.? It's unrecognizable. Dude,
there is a apartment complex not too far from my work. Like, right off, if you go off the 5 freeway, it's at Broadway, which is kind of over Dodger Stadium, before you get up to Dodger Stadium, like right near the 110. There is the most massive fucking apartment complex that sits right on the freeway. It is huge.
I know.
And it's brand new looking. And I drive by it and I always look at, who the fuck would want to live in this neighborhood on top of the freeway? It's crazy, but people don't have a lot of options.
And there's people who just dig that. So to the right of that, on the other side of the bridge, there's that huge Goodwill processing center. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't noticed it.
It's on the other side of the bridge, and right next to that, they built some weird fancy condos, and a friend of my sister's bought one.
What the fuck?
You go in, and it's these super arty condos, but it's surrounded by a shithole, you know?
There's a lot of homeless people in that area, too.
Yeah, but they wanted to, like, they moved, they used to live down in, like, Little Tokyo, but then that got too nice for them, and so they like to live in the shittier areas.
It's weird. The cool thing about that is you could walk to Chinatown, and Chinatown is awesome. I love Chinatown.
And now they built that big-ass park over there, too, that,
yeah.
L.A. Historic Park, I think
you mean
call
where
it.
I took my kids to the anti-abortion
rally. Yeah.
By fucking accident. No. I was like, holy fuck, what are we doing here? I got to get out of here.
You were at Grand Park, weren't you, in the downtown?
No, like, right, I was the at middle? The park right there next to Chinatown is where that abortion rally was. Yeah.
Okay.
I walked in and I was like, this is a really nice park. And I'm like, wow, what is all this literature? Why are these people holding signs? Like, what the fuck is this thing? I'm thinking it's some prayer thing. No, it was an anti-abortion rally. I'm like, these people are fucking crazy. Why am I here? Oh, that was the craziest thing ever, and it was an assignment. Oh, man. You should probably read those notes when your kids get things they have to go do.
Yeah, take a closer look.
You could be opposed to what they're doing. You might want to intervene before you get there.
The good news is my kids go to public school. They don't usually make that kind of mistake.
Yeah. Well, this one was, this, granted, she goes to Catholic school, but her friend who was with her doesn't go to Catholic school, and we brought both of them there because they were in, it was like Catholic classes. It was like catechism stuff where they got this assignment.
Okay.
It was the crazy Catholic church. Fuck. Ooh, and speaking of crazy Catholic church, there was another story last week that I saw about, it was a child porn thing that they busted out of Canada, and then they ended up arresting 400 Americans, and down the list were priests, police officers, a bunch of nurses, like all these people that you would think, you know, you could trust your kid with were all fucking in this fucking pedophilia ring. The fuck is coming to?
There was some, like, Archbishop dude or something who just resigned because he has major scandals. I just saw this last week too.
There was another Alabama televangelist fucking famous priest dude that got popped this week too for child molestation or some bullshit like that. Fucking crazy fuckers.
And they said the Catholic Church could be on the hook for $4 billion in damages with all these new laws that have passed.
Good. Good.
You know, but they eliminated the statute of limitations on, and you can now go after these guys.
Good, because the worst thing, other than the fucking insane crime that was committed against these fucking children, is the fact that the cover up. Like,
yeah, and that they were lobbying against these laws too. Yeah, that they spent money on lobbyists to try and get these laws shut down that were going to help victims.
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty fucking horrible.
That's fucking shameful. So fuck them. Whatever happens, they deserve it. God.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they're trying to protect their money, but we'll see what happens.
I'm realizing no matter what crime you commit ever in your life, the cover-up is what gets you. Like, in the end, the crime is like, they would have just gave you a suspended sentence or whatever. But when you try to cover it up, then you're going to fucking prison. Same thing with the president.
Yeah, that's his butt.
Yeah, that's same thing with the president. The president, what he did, it's like whatever, but the fact when you start backtracking and covering up, that's what's going to fucking bite you in the ass. Same thing with Bill Clinton. What he did wasn't fucking bad, but then he lied about it, and it's like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, Catholic Church, the fucking cover-up is as bad as the crime in that situation.
Especially based on who they are.
Yes!
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, man.
Business guys cover shit up, and you're like, oh, fuck, that sucks, but they're scummy business guys. I expected it. Catholic Church are supposed to be religious leaders.
It's fucking nuts, dude. Oh, my God. Ay-yi-yi. Yeah, it's going to burn.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what would happen if anyone ever got their hands on, like, And you know what's going to happen. Let's just look into the future, however many years from now, not in our lifetime, I'm assuming. Fucking Vatican goes under. Do they go in and burn all those records they have stored at the Vatican, like start destroying shit left and right? Or does it fall into someone else's hands and then it's going to be the greatest tell-all in the history of tell-alls because they have everything documented in the in recorded history. They have everything at the Vatican.
I think they burn shit and shred. And I think if they ever sensed that it was all going to crumble, they would destroy everything.
Like Hitler when he was fucking going and burning, blowing up all his shit and trying to get rid of his rockets and jets and all the awesome shit they had developed.
Yep.
Fuck. The world is fucked, Jack. The world is full of shitty people and shitty things.
That is true.
Oh, God. I'm waiting to get sick now that my boss has been in the car with me every day and he's sick.
Did he have the flu?
Well, last time he got so sick and didn't ever stop, he never stops working and got pneumonia. This time he just has a cold now and he says he got it from his kids, but he's still fucking working and said shit today, 11-hour day today.
Heard that the flu has started to really kick in early this year.
I didn't get a flu shot this year.
I actually did. Usually I'm like lazy and don't go, but this year I did the CVS Minute Clinic and got it done.
I got my, I haven't talked to you since I did all my heart testing fucking craziness.
Oh, yeah, what'd they say?
I got the results yesterday and I did the test freaking 2 weeks ago, but I went in and they were going to give me a stress test. That's what they said. But then they ended up doing 3 separate CT scans of my heart and a stress test. And then when they told me, hey, we need you to run this treadmill, I told them beforehand, I can't run a treadmill. My foot fucking hurts and I can't run. And if I run, my foot's going to fucking hurt for a week and I'm not going to do it. So just take pictures or whatever. So when I got there, they chemically induced exercise, which was pretty cool.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, it was not a good feeling. It didn't feel good. You're standing, and they put me on the treadmill, and I said I could walk on it for a moderate time at a moderate pace, and I'll be okay, but I'm not going to run. So they put me on, and I start walking, and they had an IV in my arm, and they shot me, which I can only describe as adrenaline is what they shot me with. I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden my heart started just fucking, and it was instant, like, they weren't even done pushing the plunger in on the injection and I could fucking, and I was already tripping balls on it. And then after 4 minutes, they gave me another shot and it stopped it completely. Whatever they gave me.
That's scary and creepy.
Yeah. The whole thing was weird. And then, so I got the results back and the results are absolutely nothing. No sign of heart disease at all. And they said a very low possibility of having it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So that was good. Now I got to go on to my next fucking consultant or whatever the hell it is, reference or referral that you gave me out of the 9 or so I have. I'm through 2 now, and it's been 7 months.
But the good news is you've been through 2, and they've both been good, right?
Yeah, they've both worked out, and everything's good, other than I got diabetes. Oh, and I found out something about diabetes. The diabetes is like a bipolar disorder. Here's what I mean. You can have bipolar disorder and like talk to someone and be like, fuck, you're totally normal. You're like the most normal person ever. Yeah, no, I'm totally bipolar. Really? Well, it's because you're on your bipolar meds and you're great. Soon as you take your foot off the gas on the diabetes, it comes back with a vengeance fast.
Oh, God.
I slacked off for a couple of weeks and I went in and they were like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, shit, sorry. I went from pre-diabetes to really, really bad diabetes to not even pre-diabetes to back to fucking diabetes. And now I'm back to no diabetes at all. But
oh, God.
Yeah.
And that's all.
It's just diet. It's 100% diet and your medication. But for the 98% fucking diet, because I'm not taking insulin or anything like that. No injections or no kind of crazy medication. So it's not that bad yet. But if I fuck up, it will be. It's like, I gotta watch that.
No, for sure.
Oh. And that is it. We are out of time, Jack. It's time for us to go.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, I'll post this thing at some point. Someone will get a show in the next before the new year.
Good.
All right, so we'll talk to you again when we talk to you. Till then, peace out.
Jack off.
Goodbye.